It's an odd piece of art, a huge white eggshell, cracked open, sitting on a white hospital bed under a tree. The setting is even stranger, the grounds of the old Pavlov Hospital in Kolkata. Once a home for leprosy patients, now a mental hospital next to a train line overlooking a graveyard. Ratnabali Roy, founder of Anjali, an organization that advocates for mental health rights, is taking me around the grounds. She says the egg is deliberate.
That's the only nutritious and protein food that they get. And that is also, according to them, is unadulterated food because you cannot tamper with it. So they get one whole boiled egg to eat.
It looks like paper mache.
Everything that you see is made of what they have used. The leggings, the old t-shirts, whatever they have worn and was discarded, they made a pulp.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Some 600 people live here. Many have been tortured by their own families, abandoned here. Some could go home if there was a home to go back to. But for now, this is home.
The common refrain was the bed and my relationship with the bed, because that is where they spend most of their time. When they didn't have lockers in the hospital, they would keep their stuff underneath the bed.
The bed is everywhere. A hospital bed has grown dreadlocks in one piece, matted without care. Another bed has grown feet. It's no surprise that the artwork is full of birds and wings and fairies, paper boats. A young woman holds her daughter's hands. Both have wings. It's painted by a woman named Sita, says Roy.
She has imagined herself and her daughter having wings and flying off from here.
In reality, she never gets to see her daughter. The daughter lives in a hostel. Anjali has been trying to negotiate visiting rights for her mother. But freedom is a pipe dream here.
And most of the time they're locked. I think that's the story. I counted one day how many locks do I have to negotiate when I go in. There are 11 kinds of locks.
Artist Srikanto Paul, who worked with the residents, says he came here without any preconceived notion. He spent a month just hearing their stories. He says his first day was haunting, hearing those voices, asking him for a couple of rupees, asking for a photo. He says the work astounded him. Some are like tribal art, bold lines, strange disproportionate bodies. One artist drew breasts on both the men and the women. He asked him why. The artist shrugged. Men, women, all the same, aren't they? It's tricky doing an art installation inside a mental hospital. To make it tougher, this one is being rebuilt into a center for excellence. Half the buildings have been torn down. There are piles of rubble. Tired of waiting for the rubble to be cleared, Srikanto Paul made it part of the installation. Perched on the rubble now is a little house, its walls painted with animals, birds, and leafy vines.
So we use that rubble and we have put a home there that in amidst this construction is also somewhere a home for us.
Over and over again, these two motifs crop up, the home and the bed, a place to call one's own, a place without stigma. Even this art show, Across the Lines, part of the Kolkata festival celebrating the city, had to face that stigma, says Ratnabali Roy, her bangles jangling with indignation. Some art committee members didn't think the mental hospital was something to showcase.
They said that mental hospital is not part of the city. They said that why do you want to do a program in a place which is so-called dark, which is so-called not posh, which should not be visibilized because it will only talk about the darker side of our city.
They were wrong. The art bursts with life and light. As a train passes by, Roy remembers the delight of the artists when they finally saw their work all around the place they lived.
But there is also a strong, strong catharsis. And in that catharsis, there is certain kind of, you know, power.
There could hardly be a greater testimonial to the resilience of a city. This is Sandeep Roy at the Pavlov Mental Hospital in Kolkata for KALW.